The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine, and if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Twin Peaks off 59 and Kirby. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I wrote for the game Saturday five things they need to do in the offseason. You need better guys on your staff. He goes out of his way to praise Mike Devlin, who's the offensive line coach. They never say that, oh, there's a problem on the offensive line. It's a lot of things. You need to spend some money on cornerbacks.
I think you may also need to continue to add your wide receiver depth. I mean, it's clear the guy that you want to be your number two is seriously injury prone.
The guy who's your number three, well, he
also seems to be pretty injury prone. Yeah.
Clemson does have one of the few defensive lines that can match up with Alabama's offensive line. And so it'll be interesting to see if Alabama can run the football. But I kind of feel like you've got to take some shots down the field. And I do think that the secondary for Clemson can be had.
This is the first time that Alabama doesn't need to run the ball to have success. And where Clemson's weakest is in the secondary.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, live here at Twin Peaks on Kirby, right off of 59.
Come on a championship Monday, Fred.
That's right. It is a championship Monday. And if you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. You can also get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name, Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. It's 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. Very sportsy. Angry caller guy from Friday would love the show. And, he doesn't have anything to talk to his grandchildren about.
Hey, John, did you find the Mike Francesa, J.J. Watt take?
There's a lot of them, and most of them are years old, and most sites have removed them.
Oh, man. I just
the latest was like 2016.
Okay. Well, maybe, yeah, there's maybe one running around there today.
Maybe you can find that one and send it to John. And,
yeah, I'll look for it.
So very, very sportsy today, as you might expect. Championship game tonight, Clemson, Alabama. And I'm excited for that game. I really am. And we're out here at Twin Peaks, where you should be out here for the game. And if you can't make it to this one, or if you can't make it tonight, five locations in the Houston area. They've got 29-degree ice-cold beers on tap. I love a nice ice-cold beer. Watch your championship game. If you can't make it out for this, come out for the NFL playoff games. Great place. The food is really good. They've got wall-to-wall TVs and, of course, the most scenic views in the market. Twin Peaks Eats Drinks Scenic Views. I think I'd put the scenic views first, but that's just me.
I ate the meat and cheese board and some wings.
Yeah, I had some wings, and there were a lot more than I was expecting because they were really big, but very good.
That's what she said.
No, not to me, she didn't. she said, big, no, senor! No, senor!
Thick, meaty bones.
Senor!
I love that.
We gotta keep... Oh, señor! No, señor! No, señor! No, señor! No, señor! No, señor!
Yeah, so anyway, and we talked a little bit about the game tonight that I don't really have any... I think it's one of those things where the line is exactly where it should be. I was just talking to Todd and Jordan over there about it. I don't really see an angle to play this to feel like I have an edge, and because I could see this game going either way. And I guess if you said, okay, I have to make a play tonight, well, I took Alabama first half minus 2.5. I just checked my bookie. It's 3.5 now, which that's significant. But and you took first quarter. But I think if you really feel like you have to bet, I think I'd have to be on Clemson. Wouldn't feel great about it, but
I don't either. Yeah. And everybody says, oh, take the over. I don't know.
Yeah, you're talking about a really good – two really good defensive teams. They're both good on both sides of the ball. But I could see this – see, I think that number, again, right where it should be. You know, it should be in the 58 to 60 range. And when you don't have an advantage there, I don't know what you do. And you pass. It's just nobody wants to pass because it's the last
last chance.
Yeah, it's your last college game of the year. But if you're really desperate, I'm looking more to the NFL this weekend because I do think there's some value to be had there in the Colts.
I played a rare teaser this weekend, a three-way teaser. Colts plus 7.5. Could have parlayed. That was easy.
Yep, that was easy money.
Ravens under, easy. Could have not necessarily. It should have been. It looked easy for most of the game, and then it got sweaty at the end.
Yeah.
And then I had Bears pick 'em. So that that missed field goal cost me too, Bears fan. You are not alone. You are not alone.
Yeah. See, I had Philly plus 6, so I would have been okay with. It didn't matter to me.
Were fine either way.
Yeah, I knew I was going to get that one. So
so you were clearly cheering for the kick to go through to help me.
Well, if I'd known it would have helped you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was I had mixed feelings about that game because I have so many friends who are Bears fans, and you know I may wind up at Chicago at some point and I'd have to adopt the Bears, so I was kind of going for them. But, you know, I also have friends who are Eagles fans, so it was kind of a – it was one of those where the only rooting interest I had was plus 6.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of sitting back and enjoying the game, and it was fun to watch. I always hate it, though. I hate when teams lose games because – and that's why, for some reason, I felt better today when I saw that kick was tipped, because I hate it when teams lose games like that, when you play your ass off and you put it in your kicker's – you know, you put it on your kicker, and he chokes. But in this case, I mean, I think it was a guy making a play on the other side. That's how I want to see you win. I want to see you make the play to win the game, as opposed to have the other guy miss the play. And it's a little thing, but you know that half an inch of finger that got the ball made all the difference. Looks like Bruce Arians, front runner for the Bucs job. That appears to be close.
I don't think that I don't know if he's a great coach. I think he's pretty good though. I feel like. He's a name that I don't mind you recycling one more time just to see if there's something there.
Yeah, he's really good with big strong quarterbacks.
Yeah,
and maybe
they want to keep Jameis.
Yeah, if they're going to keep Jameis, then he's an interesting hire. He also has a tendency to get those quarterbacks hit a lot, though.
Yeah,
and you know, that concerns me because as good as he was with Andrew Luck took a beating. You know, Carson Palmer took a beating. Ben Roethlisberger took a beating when he was OC there. So I think, that's my only concern with him, but he'll make Winston better.
Oh, agreed. Well, assuming they decide to keep him.
Yeah. Yeah, they may move on too. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to text the show. In the next segment, we're going to have the gym of the day because we didn't get to it because we had Lance Erline.
Yeah.
And that'll be the first non-sports thing of the entire show today. How about that?
That'll work.
Tomorrow we have a shorter show because Aggie basketball at 5:30. So it'll probably be pretty sportsy there for an hour and a half because we'll have a championship game to talk about. Hopefully a memorable one because – when these two teams have played in the past, they've been exciting and fun games. So that's what I'm hoping for tonight, and that and Alabama covering in the first half. After that, sit back and enjoy it. I think moving forward here, I want to give the Cowboys a little credit for what they've accomplished. You know, considering early in the season they didn't look very good. I think there were some parallels to the Texans with both the Cowboys and the Bears. And I kind of said all along, the Bears to me are sort of the NFC Texans. If they'd gotten that bye, I think they have a chance. I didn't think they were going to be able to win three in a row from where they were. I kind of felt that way about the Texans too. And, you know, and I think those teams, I think of the two, I think the upside on the Bears going into next year, I'd point the arrow up more than the Texans.
Yeah, I think you can, the Bears, the Cowboys, the Colts, the Texans, there's a bunch of the Seahawks, a bunch of teams made the playoffs this year that started out really poorly and kind of figured it out and turned things around. The Eagles, I guess, were kind of the opposite. But I feel like those teams are always a little bit more dangerous. It just happened that a bunch of those teams ran into each other this week.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Bears and the Colts, those were the two teams that I was kind of watching going, man, they've been so good the last, 10 games. I wouldn't want to play those teams. And I was actually
– Well, I felt the same way about the Eagles, the way they played the last month.
Anytime you can knock those teams out early, it's a good thing for everyone else in the playoffs. I'm with you on the Colts. I think Colts are dangerous now. That's a live team in the playoffs because the Chiefs aren't so great. I think there's not a team in the league that's so great that they can't be beat in these playoffs. I don't think this is a year where there's a lot of parity. There's no runaway great team.
More so in the AFC than the NFC. I think if the Rams and Saints play to what they've been all year, then it's going to be Rams and Saints.
But can you agree that the Rams, Saints, and Chiefs, who I think most people would rank 1, 2, and 3 in some order if they were making power ratings for this season, we can agree that none of those teams finished out the season as strong as they looked early in it.
No, I would agree with that. But of those three, though, I still feel like the Chiefs will be the most vulnerable. And I do like the Colts this week. And I don't know that the Colts can go in there and beat the Chiefs and then go beat the Patriots in Foxborough. I think that's a very tall order. But, man, if they wound up playing the Chargers,
yeah,
I could see them winning that game.
Yeah.
Especially, it ain't much of a home game for the Chargers.
No. So, did you see the weather in New England?
I saw some of the projections, yeah.
Oh, I just saw, today, there's, just snow flurries. Oh. And it's not lining up well for the Chargers, but... But I do think they're good, man. I think that they've got a chance. And all, the teams that are still hanging around in the AFC, they've all got quarterbacks that I believe are capable of making a run.
That game's Sunday, right?
I think so.
High of 31, low of 18 with snow.
Yep.
So Saturday's a little better. Actually, Saturday's a lot better. High of 30, low of 20, partly cloudy.
There you go.
So, it's basically 30 degrees all week there. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we will have a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
Is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks off 59 and Kirby. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Twin Peaks. Your place to come out and watch the championship game. The Tide and the Tigers, and tomorrow they have Customer Appreciation Day. With they've got BOGO boneless wings, so 6 free boneless wings with a purchase of 6.
What?
Yeah. So lots going on out here.
I wish I could have gotten that today.
And they got 5 locations in the Houston area. 29 degree ice cold beers on tap, and of course the scenic views. makes it all worthwhile.
I did my my fantasy redraft at Twin Peaks up there in the Woodland. Well, they don't call it the Woodland. They call it Shenandoah, even though it's basically the Woodlands. I don't know what the difference is, but.
Yeah, it's like Greater Heights, Rice Military Heights.
Yeah.
I
don't understand it.
Shenandoah sounds like a Southern gentleman place. Sir.
Yeah. I went up there to do that, and my team, they lost.
Yeah.
My team that was so great on paper, Luck, Hopkins, Hilton.
Yep.
They lost. I'm out.
Yeah, that sucks. How's that new dog working out?
Great. Yeah, he's starting to get comfortable. He's wrestling with the big dog, and it's good, man. He's good.
Mine is turning into a little rock star. We took her to the bar yesterday, and she must have taken 10 or 15 pictures with people. And I was walking her the other day, and a car slowed down, and there was a woman in the car. I thought, oh, she must be checking me out. No, she's checking out my puppy. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's not a euphemism either, unfortunately. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Okay, have your kids said, hey, Dad, will you take us to dinner here, and you've had to say no, did they throw a fit?
No, my kids are pretty. My kids are pretty good about that. Like they, I've kind of ingrained into their heads that they're the kids, and
right.
Unless it's like their birthday and we ask their opinion on where we're gonna eat, they don't get an opinion on where we're gonna eat. Like they're along for the ride. Unless they're paying for their own dinner and they're gonna pay for an Uber to get there, they're gonna eat where we want to eat.
Well, this young lady didn't respond so well. When told that she wanted to go to Outback Steakhouse, Florida, of course, by the way. And afterwards, she was charged with one count of simple battery domestic, one count of battery of a person 65 older, and two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon because she got ticked off that her parents would not take her to Saltgrass.
Damn. And this, Raheel should be reading this.
Deanna Seltzer, 28 years old. Not Saltgrass, Outback, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Deanna Seltzer, 28 years old.
She's getting that mad about Outback? Girl's never had a good steak in her life?
No, and she's 28.
Come on.
She's 28. And so police arrived at the home to find a glass dining room table flipped over with shards of glass scattered throughout the area. They found a 12-inch decorative knife laying on the kitchen counter. According to her mother, Deanna became enraged when she asked to go to dinner at Outback Steakhouse and was told no. So I could see getting mad over, you know, but not Outback, but
yeah.
Saltgrass, I could see you getting mad. But she allegedly punched her mother with closed fists on her chest and arms, and when her father intervened, he reportedly received multiple scratches to his face and upper body. Seltzer also allegedly grabbed the knife and lunged at her father, yelling, "I'm going to kill you." Is a blooming onion really worth all that?
Maybe that's what it was. She watched the Outback Bowl, and then she was like, "Oh, I got to get that that blooming or those coconut shrimp." Who won the Outback Bowl? Aggie won, right?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Does that mean Bloomin' Onion or a coconut shrimp? What do people get?
I don't remember.
I don't either. Yeah. Damn it.
Aggie
knows.
Yeah, they'll tell us. She's out of jail on bond. A judge ordered her to undergo a mental health evaluation and was ordered to stay away from drugs, alcohol, and weapons. According to the report, it's unknown whether mental health, drugs, or alcohol played a part in the incident.
I would get.
I'm going to say.
I'm not a betting. Well, I am a betting man. I would bet that drugs and or alcohol played a role in this incident.
I'm going to go ahead and say 89% that that's the case. Plus, I'm thinking mental health part of the problem as well. So, 832 says Outback is super fancy for Florida.
I guess so.
Aggie was the Tax Slayer Bowl, not the Outback Bowl.
Oh, damn it.
I can't.
Yeah.
Wasn't Outback Florida and...
Oh, it was Florida and
Michigan.
Michigan, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So SEC won that one, too.
Mm. Yeah, but the SEC is overrated.
It is overrated.
713-780-ESPN. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
A pretty good crowd in here now at Twin Peaks. So come on out, watch the game, get yourself a drink. There's a lot going on here. It's a very cool place. God, I can't keep track of any of these damn bowls.
There's too many.
Yeah. So at least we know Aggie won its bowl.
Right. They definitely won theirs.
It's funny looking at this game. And I really like Lawrence, and you know, maybe this is his year. But I think Tua is one of the best quarterback prospects I've seen in a long time.
He might be my favorite since Andrew Luck.
And that's saying a lot, because he does a little bit of everything. And we'll have to – obviously, nobody's going to be watching film on him yet because he's not eligible. But, we could be looking at the next two number one overall picks.
Very well could be.
And would you be shocked if that happened?
No.
And Lawrence looks like he should be a snowboarder.
He does.
Or fronting a grunge band.
Yeah. He doesn't look the part, but he's the boy can ball.
Terrific arm, and I mean, just he's kind of your classic pro style guy. I like the fact that Tua's got that, but he can also run.
So I was talking about the best passing offenses that Clemson faced. I actually pulled up the numbers for Kellen Mond and Jake Bentley in those games.
Yeah,
against Texas A&M, a 28-26 win for Clemson. Kellen Mond was 23 of 40 for 430 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Mm.
If that's Tua's line tonight, what happens?
Oh, Alabama crushes.
Okay.
The Aggies got robbed on the ball out of the end zone.
What about this line from Jake Bentley? Would this get it done for Tua? 32 of 50, 510 yards,
jeez,
5 touchdowns, 1 pick.
Yeah, if he does that, it's way over.
Is would you say Tua is a better quarterback than Jake Bentley or Kellen Mond?
Yes, I would.
I would too.
People don't realize he's got some pretty good receivers too.
Oh yeah,
and
I think he's got a first team All American, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and I mean Clemson's not exactly got a bunch of dogs either, but.
Well, what they've got is they've got a legit running back who can control the clock for them. I just don't know if that helps them in a game like this.
I'll tell you what, I like their offensive line, too. We always talk about Alabama's because Alabama's always got, two or three NFL guys on their line, at least. Clemson's is pretty good, too.
Yep.
That's why both these teams, that's why I think this could be an either-way type of game, is they're both really good on the lines. And so that's going to neutralize a little bit, and it's going to come down to making some plays.
Yep.
Sorry, we're going to say something.
But yeah, Jerry Judah, I was right. A consensus All-American.
Okay.
First team.
Is that good?
He's good at sport. Mm. Good at sport.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break. A lot more to get to and not a lot of time to do it. So don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
You're listening to the Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks off 59 and Kirby, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here from Twin Peaks for another 28 minutes. But you can come out here and watch the game. You don't have to come out here for just us. So there's plenty to see here. I think my head's spinning faster than The Exorcist. 832 asks, am I the only one that thinks Lawrence looks like the daughter from Ozark? I think he's more attractive than the daughter from Ozark. Yeah. And, I Lamont asks, if you were Harbaugh, would you have pulled Jackson for Flacco? And would you have benched Deshaun for Whedon? Definitely no on the second one.
I think I would have on the first one. I think at halftime I would have. Late in the third quarter, Lamar Jackson had a 0.0 passer rating.
Yeah.
0.0.
And one thing I know, you can't do worse than that.
You can't do worse than that. And I understand the logic of, well, they wouldn't have been here without Lamar Jackson, and that's probably true. But sometimes styles make fights, as they say, and it was pretty clear that the Chargers had determined they were not going to lose to the Ravens. They were not going to let the Ravens run the football on them.
Yeah.
And
well, you see what they did? They basically dropped seven. They brought in, they got rid of their linebackers and just said, we're going to go with speed.
Yeah.
And used seven defensive backs, and it worked. It was really well done.
So
a very good scheme.
Yeah, I think I would have pulled the trigger and brought in. I mean, who knows if he would have done it or not? Yeah, I mean, they were down what, 21-0 at halftime. It was an uphill climb one way or the other. But when you've got a Super Bowl champion quarterback sitting on the bench and your offense is doing absolutely nothing, what's the worst that can happen?
You get a spark, because it didn't look like there was any way Jackson was going to bring him back, and now he almost did. But yeah, I think I would have too, simply because. Yeah, but boy, think about politically what happens if Flacco comes off the bench and brings you all the way back, and now you're eating that contract next year, and you've got, you know, I know you try to win right then and there, but boy, the fallout from that would have been fun. Hey, I know you are not a proponent of expanding the playoffs, and I'm kind of not really sure where I stand on it anymore. I used to think it was a good idea, but the Big Ten is really apparently pushing for it now, which makes sense because they haven't been getting in.
Yeah. Well, be better.
Yeah.
Don't get dog stomped by Purdue, Ohio State. It's pretty simple.
Yeah. I just, you know, I think the problem is when you have all it's going to take is for when you get programs like that not getting in when they believe that they should be, even though I agree with you on it, that's where you're going to start getting the real push. Is because the Big Ten has a lot of power.
Yeah.
And you know, if the Big 12 gets left out again, suddenly they're going to be like, oh, maybe that's a good idea.
I'll just be honest. And I've been firm on this for a long time. The day that I think there will be a complaint to be had, like a real serious complaint, is when there's an undefeated champion in every Power 5 conference and one of them gets left out.
Can't ever see that happening.
I can't either. But just, if it does, then I'll be like, man, that sucks for fill in the blank team, USC. Yeah. Or
well, even if you have all one loss teams and the losses are not, not bad losses, then you're going to have, I mean, then you're just picking your four favorites, really.
I think the coolest thing about college football is every week is like a playoff game. If you lose one game, I mean, if you make it after that, it's a blessing. You know what I mean?
Would it be all bad, though? And again, I don't know where I stand on this now, that that quits mattering for roughly the last – right there at the end, it matters for about 5-6 teams.
Yeah.
If it's still mattering for 10, 12, 13 teams at the end, and suddenly you make two bowl games that were completely meaningful, like suddenly LSU versus UCF is a playoff game, is that a net positive? Because I think if you have – I mean, you're still going to have that you-can't-lose mentality – but you're also going to have more teams at the end that are in that situation that are trying to get in that eight. And I also think you might see more high-profile early games. I mean, we've seen a few more lately. But if you're Ohio State, suddenly you're not afraid to play Texas or Florida or somebody like that. It gives you another good win on your resume, and it's not really going to hurt you. What will hurt you is when you lose to Purdue.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much it would change, and maybe it does make it better. This year it's hard for me to argue because I think
they only needed two teams this
year. Yeah, all you needed was the two that we're seeing tonight.
So, and Ohio State would have fared no better than Oklahoma or Notre Dame did. Like, I know that. So,
yeah, and it doesn't matter who else would have gotten in. They would have gotten the same treatment, I think. But it's not like that every year.
It's not. And there have been years where, the TCU-Baylor year, you know, I feel bad for those teams, but if they would have won all their games,
they'd have been in.
They would have been in.
But you know what? They got it right that year by putting Ohio State in because they won the thing.
They won it.
And of course, you can always make the argument, well, if they'd gotten in, they would have had a chance. But, you know, that's – the problem is
– how many teams do you give a chance? And how many chances should be given?
Boy, I can't see you doing more than eight. And but, what worries me
if you go to 8, there's going to be people who say, why not 16?
Why not 12 with buys for the top 4?
Yeah.
And that's where I think you're getting.
Just like when, you know, when the NCAA tournament was at 64, I was like, oh, this is so perfect. Why not 68? Where there's, yeah, you know, we got to get these
play-in games now and everything else.
It ruins everything.
You know, I think, you know, if you just go 8 with your Power 5 champs, 3 wild cards, you know, the problem becomes, yeah, I at least would think that if you're Alabama and you have to win 3 games instead of 2,
yeah,
even though you're clearly better than everybody else, doesn't it increase the upset chance just because you have one more game?
I just don't.
Because you know, you get in one game, you can get Chad Kelly going off on you and Mississippi beats him.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not likely, but this dominance can't last forever, can it? I mean, they win again. I think Saban's probably already the greatest college coach of all time. And
Saban's already the greatest college coach of all time. They don't need to win this game.
No, I don't think so. And, you know, at this stage, I mean, it's just going to keep going, right? And you're going to have Tua for another year.
Get better. If you're Ohio State or Oklahoma or some other team or LSU or some other team that thinks UCF, they should get in the playoff, get better. Get better than Nick Saban and Tua. How are we supposed to do that? Then if you're not better than them, you shouldn't be in the playoff anyway.
Yeah, but see, it's hard to make that argument to UCF when they go out and win every game. I mean, we know they're not better, but we don't know how they would have fared against
schedule better then.
Well, that's the thing. And the problem is you don't really know when you schedule someone. They do these things so far in advance, which I wish they wouldn't do. I mean, what's the real point of that? What if you just said you're going to schedule every game 2 years in advance?
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
And that way, you know, when if you're UCF and you schedule Texas 4 years ago, you were thinking, oh, I'm getting a high-profile program that I might be able to beat, and now you're going to be running into something that's really good, and you still have to beat them. But I just think that, like, these games that are already scheduled for 2026. And then how many of them get moved or changed or canceled?
Well, the year that that UCF won, they had 2 games canceled. They had
No, that was this year. They had 1 game canceled this year.
No. Look, the year that they went undefeated, they had 2 games canceled. They had the Georgia Tech game canceled and a game against a Division II school canceled.
Oh, well, the Division II doesn't count.
Yeah, but it was on and it got canceled. So,
but I'm talking about like A&M Clemson was booked what, 5 years ago,
something like that.
And they also had somebody else that they had an agreement with, and that one went away. And I don't remember who it was. So it's just, I mean, I don't understand why you can't make deals a year before. I mean, I know that there's travel and there's all this stuff and you have to plan ahead, but
yeah.
But okay, so do 2 years. Why not that?
I'd be fine with that. I'd also be fine with, like, I don't know, like if conferences got into agreements where they said, hey, every team in our conference will play every team, like they do in basketball.
Yeah.
Like they do the Big 12 ACC challenge every year.
Yeah, I do like 1 year where you say, okay, you keep this weekend open. Our one from last year plays your one from last year.
Or even like 1 vs. 2, 2 vs. 1, 3 vs. 4, 4 vs. 3. Like even that would make sense.
But that gets back to the original point. If you had an 8-team playoff, you'd be more likely to do that.
Yeah.
And conferences would be, I think, more agreeable to that. And then you could pair up conferences, you know, the SEC and the ACC and the Pac-12 and the Big Ten, where you have these natural rivalries anyway.
Yeah.
I think that would make a lot of sense. And if you have teams that lose those games, they still might have a shot at the playoff if they can win their conference. So, you know, maybe into it. I don't know. I go back and forth because I think right now 4 works, and you know, but
I'm not mad at 4. I just don't know that you need any more than that.
Well, right now it's working, but I do think there's going to be a time where it doesn't, and then if the Big Ten keeps getting shut out, then they've got enough power where they can say, hey, you know what, you know, we want to go to 8, and you know, I think they'll get enough support from some of the, you know, from the Pac-12 certainly, which, you know, they've missed. The Big 12's missed it a couple times. So, you know, especially if you get another year with two SEC teams, I think that might be the impetus. All right, guys. Hey, do you have an iPhone?
Well, I do.
You know
yes.
what? I do too. I spend all my time on it. I have my face buried in it. And the great thing about the iPhone is I do almost everything on it now. And you know what? You can even do car insurance on it. And there's a new app. They're doing crazy stuff all over town. They got the crazy cat billboards, the elephant being shot out of the cannon. They're just trying to do what your phone does, get your attention. Because Go is the very first on-demand car insurance app that is exclusively on the iPhone. And it's terrific. It's fast. You just download the app, scan your license, get a quote in 60 seconds. It's smart technology that makes your life so much easier. Everything is managed through the app. There's no more paperwork or waiting on hold, and you're in total control. You file your claim on the app. Go cut out a lot of the fees you see other places. They're going to give you money back. You're doing everything else on your iPhone. Why not your car insurance? They speak your language. No more jargon. And they make your insurance faster, easier, possibly even cheaper than what you pay now. And they've been the number one auto insurance app in the App Store forever. Check out what we're talking about. Go to the App Store now and download Go Car Insurance. G-O. Very simple. Open the app, get a quote, and see if you can start saving today. That's Go Car Insurance.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks off 59 and Kirby, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One last segment to go. I want to thank Twin Peaks for having us out here. Always a fun time. And, you know, I noticed that all the young ladies are wearing college-themed shirts. I'm just going to say
it's college football championship Monday,
and
Fred.
This is your place to come watch it. But I'm just going to go on record. I'm a UH guy. So
have you seen a UH girl?
Several, actually. So
and it was...
It was indicative of the kind of young ladies that you'll find at the University of Houston.
Was it, though?
Yeah. It's underrated over there. At least it was years ago. They're all so young now, it's hard for me to tell.
Okay.
All right, let's do a dumbass report.
All right, let's go with a Taco Bell employee in Ohio was fired after he was accused of refusing to serve a deaf man who was trying to use his cell phone to place an order in the drive-thru. There's a video of the encounter. On New Year's Eve, 25-year-old Brandon Washburn is seen trying to get the worker's attention by holding his phone up to the closed window. When one worker finally opened the window, he's heard in the video telling the man, "It's against company policy, I can't do it." Washburn's mother, who posted the video to her Facebook page, said her son always uses his phone to write his order when he's in the drive-thru. Says he does it all the time, has never had any problems. And the employee threatened to call 911 on him.
Oh, my God.
And now he's been fired for a violation of the ADA. Not wise, guys.
Yeah, that's bad. And that's when your manager should know what the hell's going on, too.
Yeah, I mean.
Unless I was the manager.
Yeah. It could have been. How about a guy? It's always seems like a good idea. Like, oh, if you can avoid jail time by pleading insanity.
I've done it many times.
Sounds good up front,
yeah,
right?
It usually works.
Well, Bill Sutherland has been confined to a state psychiatric center since October of 2000 when he pleaded not responsible by reason of mental illness to a felony arson charge. They found him not responsible and able to avoid prison. 6 months in a psychiatric hospital turned into 18-plus years.
Ooh.
He's still not out. Again and again, state psychiatrists have examined him and maintain he is not ready to be released. He's now 53, frustrated and unhappy that it's, of course,
yeah,
it's costing taxpayers more than $363,000 a year to house him. If he'd gone to trial on the criminal in the criminal courts on the arson charge, he probably would have been a free man at least 10 years ago. Instead, he has no idea when he'll get out, if he ever gets out. That's a bad move. That's a...
Well, I'm kind of guessing those doctors know what they're doing. He probably doesn't deserve to get out.
I guess so.
You want that crazy guy running around setting fires in your neighborhood?
Yeah, not good. And then I found a story about five do-it-yourself projects that ruin people's lives. And I want to ask you if these are any things that you would ever do in your home.
Okay.
Home tattoo removal.
No. No, I don't have a tattoo to remove. So.
Yeah, doesn't usually go well.
Yeah.
It's something you need to leave to the professionals. Home lip injections?
No.
I've done them. Never a good idea. This one jumped out to me as, homemade fireworks. Let's start with that one. You shouldn't do that.
Be fun.
Yeah, maybe.
I like blowing stuff up. Of course, I don't want to wind up in a mental hospital for 13 years.
This guy made his own elevator to get to the second story of
not a good idea
of a place that he lived. Yep, he died.
Yeah.
The one that sounds the worst to me, though, do-it-yourself circumcision.
I've actually done that, because I do it for friends. It's
right.
Sort of like a hobby. So yeah, I had to do my own there, and it went okay.
Okay. Yeah. No. No festering wounds or anything like that?
Nope. Just maybe chopped a little too much off.
Okay.
But it happens.
Good to hear. And that's your dumbass report.
All right. Well, that
I'm sure
is...
I grossed out all the girls at work here.
I don't think they're paying attention to us. So, because no one gave us that ooh look that we usually get. They're pretty busy right now. Because a lot of people here. So come on out. If you missed the show, that's all right. There's a game tonight. And you can come out this weekend anytime. Five locations. It's a really cool place to watch your football, watch any of your sports. It's going to wrap it up. Great job by John Lee. Great job, A.J. Hoffman. That was pretty good today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.